3 Hoops Pod. My name is Kevin Roberts, and I'm joined by Coach Jared Dent, a.k.a. Coach J. And that's Coach, congratulations. We made it through episode 1. We both still in one. We're still in one piece. The delivery is rough. A lot of hard pushing involved, and a lot of heavy breathing. But lo and behold, we successfully gave birth to a healthy, brand new baby podcast called 3-on-3 Hoops Pod.
Yeah, how man. So what we're gonna do for the next million episodes, man?
Oh, I love the optimism. You only got a million in you, Coach?
A million and one.
I like the optimism. Yeah. So how are you feeling today?
I'm good, man. Like, yeah, you know, I just mentioned offline, long day, work, basketball practice, more work, family time, but I'm still here contributing to what I love the best, and that's sports, specifically basketball.
3-on-3 basketball,
yeah, for sure. I got a story for you today, too, because we did a lot of 3-on-3 today at basketball practice.
Okay, well, we'll get into all of that.
For sure.
So, but this being a brand new podcast, I just feel like it's important to let everyone know who we are, what we're doing, and why we're doing it. And who we are, two coaches that, you know, just started on 3-on-3 basketball programs in different parts of the country. Coach Jay out there in the West Coast runs a 3-on-3 basketball program called Score Hoops 3-on-3 Basketball in Phoenix, Arizona. And myself, I run a program called 3-on-3 Live here in Tampa, Florida. We are both passionate about basketball, passionate about wanting to help kids develop their games and build their self-confidence, and not just on the court, because, you know, there are times when you play, you know, well in sports, you start feeling yourself in other areas of your life. So,
I'm a living testimony. So I was good in sports, so that just meant I was good in everything else.
What happened when you had a bad game, though?
I forgot about it and said I'll do good the next game.
I like that. But we started this podcast to promote and bring awareness to 3-on-3 basketball and all of its benefits. And we just like talking basketball, period, man. So any program updates for Score Hoops 3-on-3 basketball that you want to give us?
We're starting to get some teams and free agents register for our spring league that starts in 3 weeks. So that's very uplifting. You know, we have, like I said, 3 more weeks until we start. So that means it's 2.5 weeks of signups left. So, you know, hope to get a few more signups going in so we can get a nice, healthy, competitive, fun league. So that can just segue on to the next one.
All right. And so myself, I would like to announce on my end that here in Tampa, Florida, we will be having a Summer League number 3, actually, coming up.
Today was the first day of signups, wasn't it?
Today, yep, registration opened today.
My man.
Yeah, so the league will be coming up June 23rd, and it's a league for boys and girls, grades 2nd to 12th grade. All skill levels are welcome. It's a 4-week league. All games are on Sundays. Teams will play a minimum of 8 games with a chance to play more in the tournament on the final Sunday of the season. All games played at Slam Tampa here in Tampa, Florida. And for more information, go to 3on3live.com and check out our socials. Facebook, we got a Facebook page and a Facebook group, IG, TikTok, and now on YouTube.
So I got a couple of questions. I got a couple of questions for you, Coach. With your league, do you do early bird registration? So maybe like the first month or 6 weeks, if teams register, you give them like a $50 discount or 20% discount or whatever the case may be?
I do not for this league. We will, okay. That's something we will look to, but trust me, the registration prices are very low right now, very affordable, just to attract more people. And then once our league continues to grow, we'll start doing the specials. But I did do that last year, just to kind of get a gauge on what's a good price point for, you know, players to get in. But this year we'll have a low price for everyone. I do have a lower price if you join as a team. Okay. If you register as a free agent, which you can register as a free agent, and we'll place you on a team. That's a little bit higher because I'm just trying to get, but it's still very affordable. And I'm just trying to encourage everyone to register as a team. So that would be, you know.
So what's your you know, just to kind of piggyback off of what you just finished saying, because we at our 3-on-3 basketball program, we have done early bird discounts, and we have done leagues / tournaments where there weren't early bird discounts. So let me get your opinion. When you did your early bird discount, I think, did you say you did it for one league?
We did it for our last year's summer league. Okay. Second session of last year's summer league.
So do you think when you did your early bird registration, do you think that actually made people hurry up and register?
No.
No, okay.
No. Everyone registers early bird
whenever they want to.
On their last payday, which is fine, because I do the same thing. When my son was playing sports, I waited till the last minute to sign him up, so I get it.
Sign up where you got the money, I guess, right?
Or remembered, or, you know. So, it really depends on the parent, but yeah. I do put a cutoff line. So one thing I'm doing this year is you have to, I think our registration ends on the 21st, which the league starts on the 23rd. So that's 2 days before our registration ends 2 days before the league actually starts. However, I did put on the registration, if you register by June 11th, you're guaranteed to have your t-shirt or jersey by week one. Anything later, you know, it'll come later. So, that's the reason, that's the real reason behind, you know, the higher. So I do have like a late fee for the last 3 days of registration, and that's the real reason why for the late fees added to add for the rush to get those jerseys and shirts in.
The shirts, for sure. Yep. And my next, I got one more question for you, Kevin, then we can jump into whatever you want to jump into.
Go ahead.
You mentioned, for sure, man. I love it. Because you run a 3-on-3 program, we run a 3-on-3 program, and obviously there are similarities, right? But there's obviously some differences too. So I kind of want to see what you do and see what we do. And, you know, if what we're doing works, maybe I can suggest that for you and then vice versa, right?
Okay.
So as far as you said, 2nd through 12th grade, that's what you open your leagues up to, right? What do you think? Well, it's a two-part question. Have you actually covered that whole age group?
No, that's who I invite. So just, you know, just to put it back out there, we're brand new, you know. So last year was the first year, and like we were talking in the last podcast, we're trying to basically sell, you know, not only registrations for our leagues or try to get people to sign up for our leagues, but we're also trying to sell the sport 3-on-3. Period, because this is still a brand new concept to a lot of these parents who are so used to playing traditional 5-on-5. So, you know, their first look at a 3-on-3 league, it's, you know, everything's new to them. So, you know, that's something that, you know, I've always kept in mind. So it's going to take a little while to attract the entire age group that I want, you know. So I'm also trying to get more girls in the league.
Same.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that later. I do have a point to make about that later. Later on the podcast. Basketball. Yeah. So in a perfect world, I would love to have, you know, grades two, you know, a division for the 2nd and 3rd graders, 4th and 5th graders, and so on and so forth. So, this is our first league of this year of 2024. So, you know, we did 4 last year. So, you know, we're still a growing league, and, you know, we've grown, you know, incrementally. So, you know, throughout the year last year. So, so we're just looking to continue to grow. And then as long as we keep getting those registrations, you know, the more people, as long as you make it fun for the people who sign up, you know, it'll spread word of mouth, and, you know, league will continue to grow. So it's going to take time. I'm going to keep doing it. So, you know. That's how it's going to go.
What age group have you been the most successful with?
Oh, my favorite age group, you know, for me, is 7th and 8th grade. So our 7th, 8th, and actually take that back. So 7th, 8th, and 9th, those are probably my biggest divisions. And you know, that's that, and that's the age that I enjoy coaching the most when I was coaching. So I love, you know, it does get pretty competitive. There was one league where we had nothing but 7th and 8th graders.
Middle school.
And
that was, yeah, sure.
That was really cool, yeah.
Nice. I got one more question for you on that, and then
you said that 3 questions ago.
We'll dive on it. Look, that's what
that's fine. That's right. Go ahead.
That's what I do, man. I get into Oprah Winfrey mode.
Good, man.
But why do you think, and this is what I've been thinking about also, my wife and I, because when we do get those sign-ups for the leagues and tournaments, mm-hmm. or whatever, it is always, or the vast majority, that age group. For mm-hmm. us, I would say it's about 4th grade to 7th grader. So what is that, like 9 to 12 or whatever the case? So it's kind of just a little bit, it's the next step of junior high. Why do you think that's the maybe the most popular, especially in America, or at least from our experience, why do you think that's the most popular age group? Why do you think not so many high schoolers want to do it and not many lower elementary schools want to do it? Or just haven't done it?
That's just the way kids are with everything. I mean, you know, you got your younger kids more willing to do things. High school, you got to wait to see if it's cool or not. You know, whether their peeps are going to join. They're always asking. So
are there going to be girls in the stands?
That too. So, you know, a question that I get a lot, actually, from my older kids, how many kids you have, or how many, you know, 9th graders or 10th graders do you have signed up? So, and when I have to, you know, let them know, you know, there's no risk in joining 3-on-3 live. You know, if we don't have enough for your division, enough to keep it competitive, I will offer a refund or, you know, free entry to the next league. So there's really no risk, you know, and I'm not going to hold your money and spend it on anything else. But, you know, for older kids, especially in the upper high school grades, you know, they've been so used to playing 5-on-5 since they were, you know, 5-6 years old. So that's all they're used to playing. So when you introduce something like 3-on-3, like remember when you and I were growing up, you know, we saw 3-on-3 a lot, you know, going outside in the park and play, you know, playing outside in the playground or whatever. And, you know, the kids don't do that nowadays. They're playing on, you know, 2K and on their phones, or, you know what I'm saying? So, or they're doing a personal trainer thing, you know, training in basketball individually, or they're playing AU ball or, you know, their school ball. So they're not used to just playing, you know, side court games, half court games, you know, on their own. So, also, whenever you put the responsibility to just the kids, I think, to especially the older kids, to get teams together, it's just not like that anymore. You know, with the younger kids, it's a lot of the parents coordinating all that stuff. So, and this is just from, you know, the parents and players in my league. So, a lot more majority of my registrations have been individual free agent registrations, and I'll place them on the teams. Now, mind you, I've never seen these kids play before, right? So I have to guess, and I have them fill out their height and weight and playing experience. So I just have to hope that they're telling the truth, and then, you know, I match them up the best I can, and I do make trades every now and then if I don't see it even in the first week already. So I pay close attention to the games. But
I didn't think about that. We don't have trades. I didn't think about that. That's actually
It's good. And also, you know, I've actually saw a few kids, you know, they kept in touch. They became, you know, friends just from the league. So that's another thing that I like to, you know, put a feather in our cap for, you know, 3-on-3 live. We, you know, we give an opportunity for kids to make friends, you know, that they wouldn't have otherwise made. So, because they're getting, you know what I'm saying? So they're, the smaller group creates a closer, you know, relationship between your teammates or whatever. So, go back to your original question. I just think that it's just, you know, it's just that age with everything right now, you know? So like the older kids are going to, it's kind of more in a wait and see mode, while, you know, the younger kids are kind of eager just to start playing. And I think a lot of parents are starting to see, like, this is a perfect way to introduce my kid to basketball, where he's going to get the ball a lot. He's going to get a lot of experiences on, you know, on the court. So And that's
and the games are a lot shorter too. So you know, parents, they have busy life. Well, not even parents. Everybody has a busy life now. So that's one of the selling points that we like to use in our league. Yeah. Also, it's like, hey, you'll be in the gym for an hour or less on a Saturday or a Sunday or whatever. So if little Johnny has a photo shoot or something at 3 o'clock, trust me, you'll be able to make it to it. So
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a unique offering that I feel like it should be combined, or it should be, you know, all kids that want to play basketball. Like you mentioned earlier, some kids got the personal trainers, mm-hmm. some kids play the AAU teams, some kids play the school teams. I think all of that should be into one. Like every kid that plays basketball, you need to take all of this and put it into your training. You need to work with a trainer. You need to have your 3-on-3 session, season, or whatever. If it's a month, you got your high school team or your junior high team, and then you got your AAU team. Like, I don't think parents and kids, I don't think they think that way. Like, yeah, like time, people always talk about time, right? Like time is our most valuable commodity. But if you know how to use it correctly and manage your time correctly, you can bundle all of that into your training regimen.
Yeah,
and I feel like that's the next step for us as Core Hoops 3-on-3, and then for yourself as well for 3-on-3 Live. Like when it comes to like selling the actual 3-on-3 tool, mm-hmm. we need to, as you know, coaches, because we coach the regular game also, right? Because just keep it real. 5-on-5 is, you know, NBA, EuroLeague, whatever the case, like that's the top of the top. However, 3-on-3 is a valuable tool for 5-on-5, which we're going to get into a little bit later. Well, but I kind of just feel like, you know, people don't need to turn their nose up to 3-on-3 and scoff at it. Like, it needs to be entrenched into it.